Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm going to get a reputation here for having really interesting guests. And so I'm going to fulfill that by introducing you to an author and really compelling, interesting guy, Jeff Yeager, public speaker, media personality, author, all-around good guy. Jeff, welcome to the program.
It's great to be back, David. You know, I love talking cheap with you. but today we're actually going to talk some trash.
That's right. And Jeff was on the program a little over a year ago. I said, Jeff, keep us apprised of what you're up to. And so Jeff's written a couple of books, The Ultimate Cheapskate's Roadmap to True Riches, and then also The Cheapskate Next Door. And now the book is Don't Throw That Away, 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw That Away, by Jeff Yeager, the ultimate cheapskate himself. How's that?
Very nice.
So, first you got to tell our listeners, what inspired you? If they didn't listen, didn't hear the previous interview we had with you, give us a little bit of background about you and your story and the whole thing about being the ultimate cheapskate.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm 54 years old. I spent my career about 25 years in the nonprofit sector, managing national nonprofit organizations. And then, because I practice what I preach, I don't spend money easily. I was able to, at the age of 47, essentially retire, or as I like to say, became selfishly employed, doing whatever the heck I want. And So that was about 8 years ago, and I have been writing and doing some television stuff. And, you know, it's been a question of being in the right place at the right time. With the recession and everything, everybody is thinking about how to stretch their money further.
Oh, yeah.
How to reduce waste. And I try to approach it with a sense of humor. And my contention is that for most Americans, not all Americans, but for most Americans, they'd actually be happier. And the quality of their life would increase if they would only spend and consume less.
Well, to get more about what Jeff is up to and to get, I mean, the whole thing you're doing is fascinating to me. The book is Don't Throw That Away. It's 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw That Away. Now, this is available on Barnes & Noble, and also on Amazon.com, right, Jeff?
It is, and it's available only as an ebook. So this book doesn't exist in print, which is sort of fitting.
It's the ultimate, right?
Well, the publisher said, you know, this way people won't have to wonder how to reuse the book once they've read it.
You just didn't want anybody using the book when they're done with it as toilet paper.
That's, you know, that's happened really with my past books. My previous books are all available in print as well as in electronic, but I kid the publisher that they use such a cheap grade of paper in my books. It is like reading on the toilet paper. They're going to do a new edition that actually comes in a roll format.
That would be very efficient. Well, the book is available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Don't Throw That Away. 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw That Away. And it's Jeff Yeager. And he's also got a website, ultimatecheapskate.com. I think it's fascinating, all the different things that you do in this book. A couple things that I just thought were amazing, you know, the different strategies where you can use worn-out pantyhose. You can use them to, what, you do the soap on the rope with those?
You can do, much of the book is about worn-out pantyhose. I have sort of a thing for them. Yeah, this is a daily double of repurposing. And when I say repurpose, it's ways to creatively reuse things that you would otherwise end up in the trash. So this is using two items. You take those little slivers of soap that are left over in the shower, you never know what to do with, put them in the heel of an old pair of pantyhose, and you've made what I call a cheapskate soap on a rope. You can use that. It lathers up, and you get all the suds out of those little slivers. And, you know, it's really great, too, if you're a gardener like I am, to keep one of those soap on a rope hung outside by the faucet to wash up after your gardening.
Well, I think your message is partly, or maybe in large degree, is response to a lot of waste that you have seen over the years, and we all have. We all know about it. You know, that America, everything is all about convenience, and there's a tremendous amount of waste. And that one of the couple of things in your book, because I got my copy you emailed to us, thank you very much, and a couple of things that really jumped out at me, this one really kind of gets people's attention. The U.S. airline industry throws away enough aluminum cans from in-flight beverages each year to build 58 new 747s.
Pretty ironic, isn't it?
I mean, that's a lot of aluminum.
You would think that with the way they're nickel and diming passengers, they'd at least hang on to the cans.
Well, they're going to start charging you a recycling fee for the can now.
I'm sure, something, yeah.
I mean, but the average American, according to Jeff's book, Don't Throw That Away, the average American generates about 4.5 pounds of solid waste every day. And here's another one, just staggered. When I looked at it, I couldn't believe it. I had to read it like three times. That in the United States, we also use between 80 to 100 gallons of water per day for personal purposes, and of course, most of it's going down the toilet.
The book has a strong environmental component to it, without being preachy. I mean, some of the facts I ran across
the facts speak for themselves, right?
Just really, you know, kind of amusing stuff. It's not a preachy book, but it's the bottom line is it's about saving money and help to save the planet by wasting less. And I point out right at the very beginning of the book that, you know, reusing that plastic bag more than once isn't going to make you rich, and it's also not going to save the planet.
But it's all of it, right?
But it establishes you in what I call an ethic of thrift and frugality and an ethic of conservation, where when you do those little things in your daily life, you start to appreciate the bigger things, how much stuff you're really wasting, you know, where you could really have savings. I talk about doing a trash can autopsy once a year, looking through your trash and recycling and seeing what it tells you about how much you're consuming and what you're consuming, you know, all that packaging. Somebody's paying for that.
Absolutely.
So consider buying in bulk. All those brand names, you know, are costing you more when many times they're generic products that are every bit as good. Right on down the line, to, you know, food waste. Americans throw away 25% of the food they buy.
So it's amazing.
You could lower your food bill by 25% just by being smarter about food preservation and food storage.
Well, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff Yeager. He is the author of 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw It Away, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And welcome back. I'm always back in about 30 seconds. Thanks for staying with me, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I'm excited because Jeff Yeager came back. He's been on the show before about a year ago, and he's got a new book, 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw It Away. And that's available Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And, of course, he's also got a website you can go to, ultimatecheapskate.com. Jeff, you know, before the break, we were talking about really this balance or understanding that, you know, being prudent and smart and recycling and being green and environmentally in touch is also financially smart because you're not wasting things. And I think that's where really a lot of Americans get hung up is that, you know, we'll do things if there's a financial incentive also for the purpose of being green and helping our environment. But, you know, obviously a lot of America and a lot of corporations take the path of least resistance and what also may be more profitable as opposed to good for the environment. And I think when you can get those two on the same page, that's when you can have real meaningful change.
Yeah, and you know, David, I've been an ardent environmentalist my whole adult life. And people say that green stuff is great, but it costs more. And to that, I say flummadiddle.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply not true. The greenest thing that most Americans can do is simply consume less. I mean, we're 5% of the world's population. We consume 30% of the world's resources. So by its very definition, the greenest thing we can do is simply consume and spend less. You know, these green products that are on the market, they're great, but they do cost more. But let me give you a quick example, like cleaning products. There are now green cleaning products that cost, on average, about 20% more than their toxic equivalents. But I clean almost entirely with good old-fashioned baking soda and vinegar.
Mm.
The cheapest thing you can clean with, very effective, and in fact, better for the environment than even the green products. So, you know, it's not about buying green products. It's ultimately about wasting less, consuming less. And the old environmentalist mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle, with this new book, Don't Throw That Away, I got kind of stuck on the second element.
Yeah.
Reuse, and then recycle.
You know, it's interesting you said that about the cleaning product. I mean, is it simply a matter of, you know, you're saying just combine the vinegar or baking soda, or you use them in a mix? What do you do with that?
There are different applications
okay.
depending on what you're cleaning. If you're cleaning a copper pot or pan, you add the vinegar to the baking soda. That also that combination also works well, like in a toilet to clean porcelain. Sometimes you're just using the baking soda in if you have a counter to wipe down, just mix baking soda and water.
And that's it.
And you know, and right down to the fact that vinegar, and I think I covered this in the book, vinegar, even the leftover pickle juice that you normally throw away, pour it on some weeds in your yard if you want to kill them.
See, I'm drinking that, so maybe that's not. I don't
good
know.
Good for
I'm,
you.
I don't know if there's any left over.
Good for you, but you know, it's all these little things that you know. The good news is on the recycling front, America's made some major strides. There about 90% of American households now at least have access to curbside recycling. The bad news is since 1960, we now per capita produce twice as much trash as we did.
We're number one in the world, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, anything we've gained by recycling has been more than offset by how quickly we're going through the trash and how much trash we're generating. There's so much more packaging.
Yeah, the packaging is really amazing. I mean, that's where it's all at. And of course, even when they reduce the size, we're seeing this right now, what I call phantom inflation or sneaky inflation, is we've got a lot of the packaging is staying the same or even becoming more packaging for the same or less amount of product. And, you know, the 64-ounce goes to 59 ounces, but the package gets obviously proportionately bigger, so you can't tell
right.
It's less. So you're going in the opposite direction we should be.
I saw one of the best examples of overpackaging the other day. I saw eggs, individual eggs that were sealed inside a plastic shell,
yeah.
In their shell.
Yeah.
And then that shell, of course, put in a carton. And when you buy those eggs packed in a plastic shell inside a carton, before you leave the store, you know what you need, David? You need another container to put that in.
Of course.
Egg.
So is that triple layer?
And arguably, according to my engineering friends, the eggshell is the most perfect packaging ever invented.
Yeah, well, 1,000% correct. And it's amazing how we do all that. And I just scratch my head and go, how did we get to this point?
Right. And, you know, it's staggering when you look at now just looking at consumption. In the 1980s, about 75% of the household items Americans bought were to replace something that was worn out or broken, truly couldn't be repaired. And now, just this many years later, about 80% of the products, only about 20% of the products we buy are to replace something that's worn out or broken. The other 80% is there's something new and we got to have it. Or, you know, I have one of those, David, and it still works well, but it's last year's color.
It's not the latest.
I can't live with that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break, Jeff, but let me give our listeners another quick rundown. The book is 1,001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff, so you don't have to throw that away. Jeff Yeager, The Ultimate Cheapskate, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can pick up the book online, and it's an ebook original, so it's not in print. That's where to get it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Fun stuff and educational at the same time. That's edutainment from Jeff Yeager, author of 1,001. I keep flipping pages, Jeff. I'm sorry. 1,001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff so you don't throw that away. And the website is ultimatecheapskate.com. And you get the book on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. We were talking before the break, Jeff, about all the ways that people can try to be more efficient. And, you know, you use the example of the egg being packaged two or three layers to get it home. And it's one of the most efficient packaging systems in and of itself. Now, in your book, you talk about a lot of tips that you have for your readers and, of course, the people that visit your website. And so some of those tips I saw that really jumped out at me, I thought were interesting, is you mentioned the plastic bags, the plastic cereal bag. Talk about that for a minute, how you can reuse those.
Anybody my age knows that there's been a startling metamorphosis with how cereal is packaged. It used to be fairly easy to get into the cereal bag, but now for the life of me, I don't seem to have enough strength to get into that thing. I have to cut them open. So why they feel like cereal needs to be packed
hermetically sealed, right?
Yeah. The good news is those are great bags to save. Cut them open neatly. Use them to store things in further.
Because they're industrial strength.
They really are. I mean, I didn't realize we had a problem with cereal escaping from the old bags, but apparently it was a widespread phenomenon. So that we lock them in there. And if anybody can open one of those clamshells, please send me the directions.
Yeah.
The plastic clamshells.
Well, and so these are the kinds of things you have in your book where you take everyday things. And you can aluminum foil. I love this with the how you can use that to clean your grill.
Yeah, don't throw away aluminum foil. We throw away about 1 billion pounds of it a year. It makes a great scrub pad, you know, for the grill, something like that. A lot of different uses for, you know, these everyday items that we're throwing away.
Well, and you've gotten also your readers and folks that are checking out your blog on ultimatecheapskate.com. You've got your readers and people paying attention to what you're about. You've got them sending in ideas to you as well, right?
Yeah, they're called Miser Advisors. Go to my website and sign up. Obviously, it's free. This is just a list of people who keep me supplied with different ideas. A lot of those are the ones that ended up in this book. And, you know, I like to write books that are hopefully entertaining. I like to throw in enough truly bizarre stories. You know, the guy down in Texas who wanted to put aluminum siding on his house, and then inspiration struck, and he realized he could combine his great passion in life, which was drinking beer.
Oh, boy.
And so he crushed enough beer cans to cover his entire house. And it's really quite something. It's called beer. Go to beercanhouse.org.
This bud and house are for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I interviewed the woman up in Michigan who makes paintings out of dryer lint. And before you laugh, she sold one to Ripley's down there in Florida for $12,000.
Okay, well, that's an excuse for me to take the kids up there to see the museum and see the lint painting. It's just funny stuff. And, you know, we joked earlier in the program about, you know, the toilet paper. One of your Miser Advisors wrote into you and said out-of-date phone books, use them for toilet paper.
He swears by it. That he says that even with a septic tank, that they may, you know, that they're perfectly fine to use as toilet paper. He says it goes through about an area code every month or so.
I'm not sure if our attorney friends would really feel very good about that. You know, attorneys are big advertisers in the Yellow Pages, so I don't know if he's making a statement or if he's really being smart and being a good cheapskate. But
Pages, I talk too about how to, in the case of something like Yellow Pages, if you're not going to use them, how to opt out the websites to go to simply...
Well, I'm sure he is an equal opportunity offender where he uses different sections, not just one section of the phone book.
Yeah. They also make great wipes for cleaning windows, by the way, just as newsprint does.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting, one of your Miser Advisors said, use tea bags.
Yeah, use tea bags. I have a lot of gardening tips in the book, a whole chapter on them. Use tea bags have nitrogen in them. So just tie them all together and keep them sort of steeping in a can, watering can, to give your plants a quick shot of nitrogen.
Oh, so you don't put them actually down in the soil. You keep them in the...
You can. You know, almost all these things I have more than one tip for in the book.
Oh, okay.
So that's just a way to get sort of a ready-made fertilizer.
But
you can also mix them into the soil, as you can with coffee grounds.
Interesting.
And that not only enriches the soil, but it also helps it deter certain types of pests.
That's neat. So you can actually keep the tea bag in the pot like you're just giving the plant, literally, it's afternoon tea.
Sure.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, you know, something as simple as a banana peel, chopping it up, putting it in the soil around roses, provides both potassium, which the roses love, and helps to deter aphids, which love your roses. So.
Well, Jeff, we need to take one more quick break. We're going to come right back, and we'll finish with some of your other Miser Advisor tips. And also, of course, the book is Don't Throw That Away, 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff. So you don't throw that away. Jeff Yeager, The Ultimate Cheapskate, and that's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Stay right there. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back. We're talking about tea bags and toilet paper with our guest of the program, Jeff Yeager, author, public speaker, media personality. You can tell why he's a media personality, ladies and gentlemen. The book is 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw That Away, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and of course his website is ultimatecheapskate.com. You've got a blog and a lot of ongoing activity on the website, right, Jeff?
I do. I blog for AARP. I do a lot of work with them. I'm sort of their savings expert, and I blog on the AARP.org website. And I also blog on Hearst Environmental News website, thedailygreen.com.
Very good. And, you know, a couple other real quick ones that really jumped out at me from your book, and which were, again, tips from your readers, the Miser Advisors, the breadcrumbs. salvage from the toaster.
Oh yeah,
I love
you
this
know to
one.
Make that little toaster tray under the toaster. I mean, it makes a great crumb cake. Why do you think they call it crumb cake?
That is too funny.
So and I have a whole chapter on food, repurposing food that you might otherwise throw away. In fact, I like to consider myself sort of the leading researcher in giblet use in America. I did some research, and I found that Americans spend, I think it's $30 million a year on giblets just at Thanksgiving, which they throw out.
Yeah, that's the stuff on the inside that a lot of people just pull out and throw away.
And so I talk about how to use those, not just in the gravy and the stuffing, but also I give a recipe for pate, which is really good. And I did some, I love these weird math problems. So I found out it was $30 million worth of giblets. I did a conversion to calories, and I found out that we're throwing away just at Thanksgiving enough giblets to nourish, to feed 55,000 people for an entire year. But of course, you'd have to find 55,000 people willing to live just on giblets, but it's an interesting fact. No, don't you think, David?
I think so. I think you need to put that on your website as something people can sign up for, the Giblet of the Month Club.
Yes. Don't throw away your giblets this Thanksgiving. Send them to me. I'll be looking for bloody packages in the mail.
And I got to ask you, Jeff, about the bubble wrap on the inside of the windows. Is this on a car or home?
No, your home. Bubble wrap actually is a very good insulating material. And it's a really neat trick. If you have a window in the wintertime that you want to insulate, and it's not going to look good, so if it's, maybe it's a basement window or an odd-shaped window, all you have to do is spray the inside of the window with water and put that bubble wrap on it, bubble side first, and it sort of magically sticks to that window and insulates it. And when you get ready to remove it, it comes off nice and clean.
Does it have to be cold when you put it on so that the water helps to freeze it on?
It'll work at any kind of temperature.
It just sticks.
It sticks just with spray on water, and it comes off really clean.
You might want to pass that along to our friends at 3M. You got duct tape. Now you got bubble wrap tape or something.
Yeah, no, it really works well. And again, it doesn't look that good. So, use it on an out of the way window. But what could be easier? If you're looking to do a lot of windows, one of my people says go to a store that sells canoes or kayaks, because those come packaged in massive amounts of bubble wrap that oftentimes gets thrown away.
Well, Jeff, I don't want to let you go. Don't want to throw you away. Want to keep you on, but we're out of time, and loved having you. And just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, the author, Jeff Yeager, the book, 1001 Ways to Reuse Your Stuff So You Don't Throw That Away, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. UltimateCheapskate.com. Thanks, Jeff, for being on the program.
Thanks. Stay cheap, David. Stay cheap.
Take care.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.